It is South Dakota's first state park, but when it was established over a century ago, one man was worried the pristine place would be lost for generations to come. The story of one of the country's best-known state parks is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the 19-teens, Peter Norbeck took trips to South Dakota's Black Hills with the hopes of protecting the area for years to come. As governor, he helped establish the state's first state park, Custer State Park, in 1919. Lydia Austin says when you read Norbeck's words about the event, you see that he had a very long view in mind.
He wanted to come back 100 years and see it the same and see the expressions of the people's faces. And he said, that's what I want to be remembered for, not as a politician or anything. I'd rather be remembered as an artist of the Black Hills.
Lydia today oversees the interpretive programs at Custer State Park. Over a century ago, it was mostly ranchers here who had one main group of customers.
We didn't have a lot of mines. That's kind of what the Black Hills were known for at the time. A lot of the ranchers that were supplying the lumber and the food and stuff for that. Over time, Norbeck worked with them and bought them out and slowly absorbed all of those ranches into the state park that it is now.
The area was always scenic, but perhaps Norbeck saw even more potential to bring people here.
We were not a tourist destination at that time. He was just protecting the land. But he was actually instrumental in Mount Rushmore. He saw the potential of it, and he's one of the ones who got Gutzon Borglum out here to create the tourist destination.
Work on Mount Rushmore began in 1927. At the time, it was very easy for early tourists to simply pass by the Black Hills on their way to another destination.
Everyone was going to Yellowstone, and so they wanted a tourist attraction to pull them down. They got Mount Rushmore going, and it did its job. It's pulled people down off the main roads into the Black Hills and shown them this beautiful area here. So he actually, that was one of his later ones before he passed away, was working with them to get Mount Rushmore established.
Norbeck died in 1936, and Mount Rushmore was not completed until the early 1940s. But he did accomplish his goal of protecting the hills and making it a destination for future generations. Traveling the countryside at Custer State Park, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.